taking a break from what Screwtape says to reinforce this with a nice scripture. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of turning or shadow. Screwtape admits, hey, you know, if it's good, God made it. We didn't make anything good. If it's a pleasure, God came up with it. All we can do is mess it up. And he says, all we can do is encourage the humans to take pleasures which our enemy has produced at times or in ways or in degrees which he has forbidden. Hence, we always try to work away from the natural condition of any pleasure to that which is least natural, least redolent of its maker, and least pleasurable. And think about that. That's what sin is. Sin is taking something that God made for good and messing it up. I mean, everything that we talk about now that's a sin is basically something that was good that's abused. You know, if you're talking about gluttony, gluttony is food that's abused. It's too much. If you're talking about any kind of sexual sin, it's something that God made for a doubly good purpose that people are messing up and either using at the wrong time or with the wrong people or in the wrong way and just messing up. At times, in ways, or degrees which he has forbidden. That's what it's, I mean, it's, think about alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, any kind of whatever. That's what sin is. And then he continues to the next slide, an ever-increasing craving for an ever-diminishing pleasure is the formula. It is more certain, and it's better style. To get the man's soul and give him nothing in return. That is what really gladdens our Father's heart. And the troughs are the time for beginning the process. This is, by the way, what addiction is. Addiction is that, you know, I'm just going to have one. And one doesn't do it the next time, so you need two. And two doesn't do it the next time, so you need three. And the next time you need four. And the next time you need eight. And the next time, you know, all of a sudden you're smoking three packs a day. And good God, do you know how much money you spend on cigarettes a year? And on and on and on. Or you start off with this, and it's a gateway drug, and the next time you know, next thing you know, you're doing crystal meth, and who knows what. Anyway, but, I mean, that's, I mean, if you are the devil, that's perfect. Look, I get to give him nothing, and he keeps taking, and he keeps taking, and I get the man's soul, and I give him nothing for it. I don't have to make, I mean, it's not some, like, notorious deal with the devil where I give him like all the kingdoms of the world and I get his soul in return. Give him like a dime bag of rock. And I get a soul for it. This is perfect. It's not worth $5. Anyway. I do appreciate the fact, and I just sort of have this idea, not of these, you know, horribly just gross, fat, wicked demons. But when he says this, I picture this immaculately dressed, terribly well-fashioned person sitting there with a sort of immaculately styled facial hair going, and it's better style. Of course, you know, if the devil looked like Jabba the Hutt, who would ever listen to him? You know? You have to sort of imagine that in spite of all this, you know, the devil has to at least have some sort of appealing characteristic to him, or no one would ever be deceived. Anyway, letter 10. Non-Christian friends. Again, we've got this great name, Triptwheeze. Triptwheeze informs Screwtape the patient has made some very desirable acquaintances. These are basically, they sound like they're atheist drinking buddies, because he goes out and he celebrates with them, and they are atheists and they are cynics, and they speak very negatively about Christianity. Okay? And he says that eventually the patient's going to realize that these guys are opposed to what he believes, and that that's going to be a problem for him. And eventually this guy's going to realize that I have a problem with hanging out with these people, because I believe these things, or at least I'm supposed to believe these things, and these guys don't. And he says, step one is to delay the patient realizing that spending time with these non-Christian friends is, in fact, a temptation. It's a temptation for him to spend time with them. Okay? And he says, look, the world has been a standard temptation for 2,000 years, but they're going to reject this as being puritanical. Okay? And we have this today, but it's not as being puritanical. We don't use the same word. And I'm not entirely sure what word we use. We use, like, close-minded. Okay? If you don't associate with people because of their behaviors, you're a bigot. Okay? Or you're close-minded, or you're antiquated. We've had people tell different clerics in the diocese that they need to get over their antiquated medieval ideas. Okay? And suggest that, you know, you're living in the Dark Ages. So it's not that the term is puritanical now. It's close-minded or bigoted or antiquated or something old-fashioned. Get with the picture. Get over it. And that's the t-shirt slogan. Okay? Screwtape remarks that we rescue annually thousands of humans from temperance, chastity, and sobriety of life by throwing that at them. You know, you don't want to be puritanical. Have another drink. You don't want to be puritanical. Why don't you go fool around with that girl over there? You don't want to have that reputation slandered thrown at you and be called the Puritan. Anyway, so let's go ahead and look at the slide there. No doubt he will soon realize that his own faith is in direct opposition of the assumptions on which all the conversations with his new friend is based. He will be silent when he ought to speak and laugh when he ought to be silent. He will assume presently, only by his words, all sorts of cynical attitudes which are not really his. Because he wants to fit in, he will keep silent when he ought to speak. He will speak when he ought to keep silent. Sounds a little like our confession, right? Right? In thought, word, and deed, and what I have done and what I have left undone. Sort of in what I have said and what I have left unsaid. But if you play him well, they may become his.